From WCRB, welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Brian McCreath. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue in just a couple of minutes with the Symphony No. 4 by Tchaikovsky, led by conductor Gustavo Gimeno. Just as the music in the first half of this program, Bernstein's Age of Anxiety, confronts a personal crisis of meaning and purpose, Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony also expresses an inner struggle with identity. In fact, inner struggle might not be a strong enough way to express what the composer was going through. In 1877, he married a woman named Antonina Ivanovna Milyukova, whom he barely even knew. For Tchaikovsky, it wasn't a relationship based in love, but rather an attempt to conceal his homosexuality. The results were just about what you'd expect. It was a disaster. After 2 months, Tchaikovsky attempted suicide, and he fled off to Europe. In the midst of all that, Tchaikovsky kept up a correspondence with a benefactor who supported him on the condition that they never meet. Nadezhda von Meck became the sounding board, an emotional rock of Gibraltar for the Russian composer. And as his marriage unraveled, the correspondence between Tchaikovsky and von Meck was so helpful that the composer dedicated the Symphony No. 4 to her. The piece begins with a bold fanfare symbolizing, as the composer wrote, fate, which prevents the impulse to happiness from attaining its goal. The description may seem overwrought, and indeed, after its first performance in Boston in 1890, a local music critic named Louis Elson wrote that the fanfare, quote, sounds as if Schumann's Spring Symphony had suddenly joined the army. It leaves no doubt that Tchaikovsky is launching something dramatic, and after those fanfares, the rest of the movement is one of constant searching through an offset waltz-like rhythm that never settles into a comfortable pattern. The second movement is beautiful, but it's also melancholy, featuring an oboe solo that, for the composer, evokes nostalgia, maybe even regret. An emotional respite arrives in the third movement when Tchaikovsky channels his inner Mozart to give us a short jolt of sunshine through a virtuoso display of plucked strings. And in the finale, a blazing reconfiguring of a Russian folk song runs headlong straight into the fanfare theme of fate that opened the symphony. I guess it's for each of us to decide what the outcome of that confrontation is, as both of the elements build into a white heat intensity to bring the piece to a close. The first time the BSO performed Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony was in October of 1890. And the first time it was performed here at Tanglewood was on August 7th, 1937. The most recent was on August 9th, just a few years ago in 2014. Stefan Deneve led that performance. And now coming on stage is conductor Gustavo Gimeno. He'll lead this performance of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 with the Boston Symphony Orchestra in concert here at Tanglewood from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a fantastic final rush of energy that ends the Symphony No. 4 by Peter Tchaikovsky. It was performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Gustavo Jimeno. Absolutely riveting piece of music, especially when a great orchestra like the BSO gets a hold of it. As you heard from Dan Bausch, the assistant timpanist at the beginning of this program as he introduced the concert from the stage, it's a piece that probably among the members sitting on stage right now of the BSO, there probably are somewhere around 1,000 performances, something like that. We wouldn't be surprised. I'm not sure if anybody's done the exact calculation, but I don't think we need to after an exciting performance like that. Trumpet section standing up, Gustavo Jimeno asking Tom Rolfs and Benjamin Wright to take a bow. Toby Oft and the trombone section, along with Mike Roiland's tubist. Now all the horn section standing up, led by Richard Sebring in this performance. Richard Svoboda, the principal bassoonist, and John Ferrillo, great oboe solos in the Tchaikovsky Fourth. John Ferrillo, the principal oboist. William Hudgens, principal clarinetist, and Elizabeth Rowe now taking a bow as well, principal flutist. Gustavo Jimeno made his BSO debut last year here at Tanglewood, and he's back for this concert. Just over 40 years old, he got his start in the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra as a percussionist and ended up being a sort of protege of Maris Janssens, who was the conductor of that orchestra for a long time. Maris Janssens, the Latvian conductor, who also was a mentor, continues in some ways to be a mentor, I think, to Andris Nelsons, the music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Gustavo Jimeno will be back with the BSO in October of this year. He'll be leading a BSO subscription series. It'll be his subscription debut. Program of Ligeti's Concert Romanesque, Dvorak's Violin Concerto with Hilary Hahn as the soloist, and Schumann's Symphony No. 1, the Spring Symphony. That's the piece that the critic from a long-ago concert in Boston in 1890 referenced when he heard Tchaikovsky's Fourth for the first time. He called it as if Schumann's Spring Symphony had joined the army. Well, you'll hear why when Gustavo Jimeno comes back in October to conduct the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the Spring Symphony by Schumann. Gustavo Jimeno now taking one last bow and heading to the stage door as this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert comes to an end. Remember, you can hear Boston Symphony concerts on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/tanglewood, where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/tanglewood. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston and the Boston Symphony, wish to acknowledge the many generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. All of us urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout your own community. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced by me, Brian McCraith, and our director is Kristen Gilbert. The audio producer is Tim Martin, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts. Our thanks to Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, Bruce Creditor and Lynn Larson of the BSO Personnel Office, and the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all of their help with these broadcasts. I'm Brian McCreath at the Kuzovetsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.